Good to be with you all. The readings that we have today, most especially the second reading and also the gospel, are kind of apocalyptic in nature. Maybe even better, it's right before the second coming of Christ. Both of them hint at what we should be doing. In the second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, this is one of the oldest letters that we have from the Old Testament. This was written in the early 50s or so, so about 20 years after Christ died, and also about 20 years before the first gospel was written. This is important because it gives us an understanding of what the early Christians thought, what the early Christians were expecting. The early Christians, and as we can see in Paul, thought that Christ was going to come in their lifetime, thought they were going to be a part of it. And the gospel kind of clarifies that a little. But in the second reading, what Paul is trying to teach the people is that if you believe in Jesus, if you believe that he died and rose, then we will also rise with him again. And the gospel, in a way, kind of clarifies that understanding. Maybe it's because there's 20 years later or so, but it gives us the analogy of these wise virgins, these virgins with their oil lamps. And the analogy is pretty obvious. Christ is obviously the groom who's going to come for us, and in a way, we are all the bridegrooms waiting for him. These lamps that we have, the fire, is in a way our soul. The cleanliness of our soul, how ready we are to welcome Christ. At baptism, we were all given that lamp. It's part of the ritual that we hand over the light of faith to the newly baptized person. And it's our duty to keep that light alive in our souls so that when Christ does come, we will be prepared to welcome him. That's all pretty obvious. The real question then, if this analogy is true, is how do we keep that flame alive? What is this oil in our lives? Where do we get this oil? And it's no shock, it's the same thing that we preach every weekend. It's prayer, reception of the sacraments, and just living the Christian life. That's a pretty generic priest answer. There's no surprise in that. But that answer doesn't make any sense if it only stays in our head. The Christian faith doesn't make any sense if we only keep it in our head. We need to be able to move what we understand in our head to our hearts. That the Ten Commandments are just a bunch of rules that someone memorizes, unless they move it into their head and they see that this is a way of life and how to keep that flame alive. Let me give you an example of my own life. When I was younger, growing up into high school, I was raised in a Catholic family. But I didn't understand the faith at all. I was always told what the church believes. I didn't know why we believed it, or even why it was important for me to believe this or live this way. I would say that I was typically only Catholic for about 52 hours out of the year when I was going to Sunday Mass. When my parents made me go to Mass. It wasn't a lifestyle for me. I didn't understand why. And next to my family, probably the most important thing for me in growing up and understanding this was my Catholic education. My Catholic education taught me that this wasn't just a set of rules, that the Ten Commandments wasn't just a law book, but this was a way of life. This was how I was to be happy. That we all seek happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. And we believe that the Christian life is an answer to that question and how that happens. When I was in high school, I had a very good example of a lot of my teachers. I had a young priest. And even though I never even thought about the priesthood around him, he gave me a great example that priests were joyful, that priests were happy, and he was very inspiring to me. Not only him, but even a greater example for me were the other teachers. I had great men and women who were teachers for me that gave me a great example of what the married life looks like, the sacrifices that they make for each other. And I could see that showing through in their teaching. One in particular took me aside, and he asked me to join this group, this Knights of Virtue group. And we would meet in his garage about once a month. And that was really the first formation that I received outside my family. He taught me why we believe what we believe. He taught us young men how to treat women, what we're supposed to do. He showed us that this is a lifestyle. He taught me how to move what was in my head to my heart. And it was a reality that I started living for the first time. And I was very touched by it. One of the biggest graces so far in my priesthood is being able to return the favor that was done to me, to be able to be a teacher. I never thought I'd be a priest or even a teacher back in the schools, but I thoroughly love it. I love being with the students. They ask a lot of questions, and that's fine. We go off on huge tangents, and I'm all right with that, because these questions show that they are struggling with this stuff. They're struggling on how to move this from their head to their heart. And if they don't ask these questions now, where are they going to come from? And that's all right. Our Catholic schools are good right now. And this isn't just a homily for the kids in school. This is for everyone. This is just an example of how we're able to move from our head to our heart. But if you do have any young kids, or if the kids are making this decision for themselves, I encourage you to send them to Catholic education. The best thing that this can do is it puts them in an environment for this to happen. I've said it before, we have to put ourselves in a position to be found. And Catholic education allows us to be found. It allows us to make this connection from our head to our heart. So today, my prayer is for all of us, that we are able to move what the church teaches to our heart, that this is our lifestyle. This isn't just a book of laws. And that from all of this, we can all keep that flame alive in our heart, and we can all be prepared for whenever Christ does come again.